Hey, this is Rick Cassells from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and today we're going to talk about grip strength. So I've got Jed on the line, and I'm going to get Jed to introduce himself to the listeners.
Cool. Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. It's Jed Johnson, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and I run a website called DieselCrew.com, and I love all sorts of strength training, but the thing that I dabble in the most is grip strength, just like you said. And I do grip strength competitions. I do feats of grip strength, and pretty much anything having to do with the hands, lower arms, I'm all about it. So I love strongman, grip, powerlifting, all that stuff. It's all good to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, so maybe we'll roll back a little bit. Like, how did you get into this grip strengthening thing? Like, no one kind of grows up and goes, I'm going to go into grip strengthening. There's a little bit of a path or a journey one takes.
Right. I'll tell you, this is how it started out, man. For all my childhood, through my teenage years and into college, I played baseball. So I was always, and I played basketball too, but baseball was like my main sport. And after my sophomore year in college, I got injured. And I had to quit playing baseball. I just couldn't do it anymore. I had all kinds of injuries, so it wasn't working. So I went into lifting weights, and I wanted to be a bodybuilder and get all muscular. But the thing is, I was so used to being in competition all the time that I missed it. So I needed to find some way to compete and, you know, have goals along those lines and, you know, interact with other people. So what I ended up doing was I got into strongman competitions. And a big aspect of strongman competitions is you've got to have strong hands. The hands are just so important when you're flipping tires and lifting stones and picking up logs and things like that. So it was just a natural partner to my training. And then after a while, I said, wow, I really like the grip strength competitions more. So I stopped doing the strongman stuff, and now the thing that I compete at is grip strength. And I take every opportunity I can to talk to people about it.
Very cool. So maybe we'll just kind of define, you know, what is grip strength?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of times people think when they hear grip strength that they think about hand strength, and hand strength is a key. But really, when you think about it, many of the muscles that are operating your fingers and your thumbs, a lot of those muscles that go through your hands actually originate way up in the forearm and past the elbow. So when you're thinking about grip strength, you got to take all that into consideration. So really, grip strength is everything from the elbow down. So it relates to when you're trying to pick something up, when you're trying to hold it. It can relate to how you're holding things. It can relate to developing balance between the flexors and the extensors of the lower arm in order to maximize your grip. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. It's not just the hand strength. And what's cool is that a lot of people that train specifically for grip strength, they also do things like tearing decks of cards, bending nails, bending big long bars, and that's some of the really cool stuff that's involved in grip. It's not just about picking things up. Sometimes you get to destroy stuff too. So if you're a troublemaker at heart like I am, it's like the perfect sport for you.
Very cool. And so then what are some of the benefits when it comes to grip strengthening? Yeah. What are some? I know there's competition stuff that you're talking about, but maybe what are some of the benefits on, you know, one's exercise program focusing, you spending some time on working one's grip.
Right. And when you're developing grip strength, it's the only goal is not to compete in these competitions. There's actually tons of benefits that go along with having a stronger grip. So anybody that plays sports, just about any sport, requires strong hands. So basketball, baseball, football, you know, pretty much anything that involves a ball, except for, well, soccer, not too awful much. It does help to have strong thumbs when you throw the ball in from out of bounds. But, you know, so many sports involve the hands. If your hands are stronger, you're probably going to perform better. Also, if your hands are stronger, you're probably going to be less apt to developing an injury from trauma. And if you do have an injury, you'll probably bounce back quicker. But not just on the field and on the court. Your hand strength is important for the way that you condition and the way that you prepare for your sport. So if you're a football player and you're a lineman and you've got to develop that maximum strength and explosive power, you want to be able to handle weights very, very easily. You want to be able to go in and just dominate in the weight room. And part of that is having strong hands. So you can't just wrap up with some lifting straps every single time that you do a set. You got to, at some point, devote some training to developing some good, solid hand strength in balance so that you can perform on the field. In strength sports, you know, there's not just grip, of course, there's strongman, there's powerlifting, there's CrossFit. All of these sports entail using the hands. So you've got to be able to do your kipping pull-ups in CrossFit. You've got to be able to pull the deadlift all the way to lockout in powerlifting. You got to be able to support the bar and control the bar in the squat and in the bench press. You know, and the thing is, all those movements that I just mentioned right there are key component lifts for athletic strength training. So my background is quite heavy in strength training for sports preparation because I'm a certified strength and conditioning specialist through the NSCA. So that's one of the things that I talk about at many seminars every year is how to incorporate grip strength for different athletes and how to make it work so that you can develop a well-rounded athlete.
Cool. Very cool. And maybe kind of looking at, like, how does grip strength affect one when it comes to, being in the gym, like doing – you know, free weight exercises or machine exercises.
Yep. See, the thing is, there are so many exercises out there that are beneficial for athletes, bodybuilders, things like that. And a lot of times, the most beneficial exercises, as far as strength and building muscle, are the multi-joint exercises where you've got to have hands on the bar. So what I'm talking about there is like deadlifts, rack pulls, shrugs, the Olympic lifts, snatch, the clean and jerk, kettlebell exercises, dumbbell exercises. All of these exercises require you to be able to perform repetitions with your hands. You have to be able to withstand the full duration of the set. And if your hands are stronger, the strength is like a foundation to a pyramid. The stronger your hands are, the better your endurance is going to be, which means the more reps you're going to get, and it also is going to mean that you're going to have improved results over the next person that has weak hands. So what I'm saying is you're going to get better results out of your training, regardless of what the exercises are, regardless of what your actual goals are. If you want to put on muscle, you want to be able to perform those repetitions. If you want to increase your strength, you've got to be able to execute the lifts properly. And if you're an athlete, you want to be able to do really both of those things in order to prepare for the field, because it really comes down to preparation, and like an athlete that's better prepared is going to have better results than a person that doesn't prepare well. So for instance, I have a stepson who's in athletics and he's in basketball right now, and his basketball team actually didn't do too bad last year. They actually had a pretty good team. They didn't lose a lot of people. Going into the season, I figured they would have a pretty good chance at playing well. And I went down, I saw one practice, and I could tell that none of these kids had been performing any kind of strength training. And, you know, definitely no grip training. But the thing is, it all relates back to that preparation. These basketball players really didn't prepare that much in the off season. They haven't been lifting. They're not in as good a shape as they were last year, so they're just not prepared for on the court, and it's showing on the scoreboard because they're losing a lot of games this year against teams that they were better than last year. So, and I guess it all comes back to relate this back to grip strength. When your hands are stronger, you're going to be able to execute lifts better. Now, like I said earlier, you can use lifting straps to help you perform repetitions on different lifts, such as rack pulls and shrugs and things like that. But that really doesn't do anything for you as far as, you know, developing that hand strength. And we already said that hand strength, grip strength was important for sports. Now, sure, if you strap up, you're going to be able to get plenty of reps in the shrugs. But the thing is, you're creating that weakness in the chain. And what we call that is a kinetic chain. So athletes develop strength from the ground up through their legs. They develop strength from the core out through their appendages. But the thing is, if your hands are weak, that's going to be a weak chain. So there's no way, even if you have a big, powerful chest, core, glutes, quads, legs, all that stuff is powerful. If your hands are weak, you're not going to be able to execute on the field like you want to, because the power that you're generating through your body is not going to go through your hands properly. So you're going to get injured, you're going to have poor performance, and, you know, that could lead to less actual game time. Your coach is going to see you're not performing, they're going to pull you out of the game, put you on the bench, and then that's going to make you wonder where you went wrong. So it's all about that preparation.
Okay. And then, you know, how can poor grip strength, you know, lead to more injuries, and if there's any kind of specific injuries that they're most likely to lead to?
Yes. The injuries that poor grip strength lead to are not always what we'll call like a season-shortening injury, okay? So it's not like if your hands are weak, you're going to snap a finger off and you're not going to be able to play the rest of the season. So I would hate to dramatize it that bad. But the thing is, your hands are involved in so many different things that if you just get a small minor tweak, you pull a muscle, you dislocate something, or you mess up a knuckle a little bit in a finger, or if you put something out of alignment in your wrist, or if you get pain in your elbow, any time that you move on the court or on the field, you're going to be feeling that. So it's always going to be something that's lingering in the back of the athlete's mind. So a perfect example would be forearm pain or elbow pain. There's so many things in sports that require good range of motion in the elbow, good movement patterns, that if you're hindered at all, you're not going to be able to do things properly. I know in my background, in basketball, playing basketball, if my elbow was ever screwed up, I know that I would be missing foul shots. I would want to, you know, lay the ball up with two hands a lot more instead of taking a nice one-handed shot, because I would always be feeling that pain every time I took a shot. Baseball was much the same thing. When I was hitting, if I had pain in my lower arms, then I would feel it on every swing. I remember one time I got like a deep tissue bruise in my right thumb in high school when I was hitting off a pitching machine. And that thing took months and months and months in order to recuperate. And I have pictures where you can see my hands. Back then, my hands were like old ladies' hands. I mean, I'm 6'2", and I was like 210 pounds in high school, but my hands look like, you know, an old lady that should have been sewing instead of like somebody that should have been playing basketball. So I'm sure the fact that I had no muscle in my hands led, you know, it was something like an underlying cause to that, because back then I didn't lift weights. I didn't do any manual labor. Most of my time, my free time was spent playing Nintendo. So, you know, that can lead to things that, it's not a season shortening injury. It's something that's just going to be with you for a long time. And the problem is, a lot of these conditions are hard to get rid of because people don't know how to get rid of the injuries. They don't know the strategies to go after, and then they don't put the effort in anyway. So that's how it can really have an effect on your season, your sport, and your performance.
Okay, and then. So then what would be some examples of, you know, some exercises that people can do in order to improve their grip strength?
Yeah. One thing that you can do is just anything that causes you to open your hand more during the lift. So here's an example of something. Pull-ups. Pull-ups and chin-ups are great exercises for the back, for the shoulders, for the biceps. Just imagine, instead of gripping the normal bar for your chin-ups, if you slip a towel over the bar and had the grip around the towel and do chin-ups by holding onto the towel. Your hand is going to be in a more open position, and when your hands are in a more open position, you can't get that really good power grip on the thing. You don't have perfect control over it, so you've got to work harder. That's going to cause you to put forth more effort from your fingers, from your thumbs, which the thumbs are always neglected. Almost nobody does any thumb training, and it's also going to require you to put forth more effort in the forearms. So that is a real easy way that you can start training grip strength right away, is just looking for thicker handed implements, looking for equipment such as like fat grips or grip force handles that you can slip over a bar, or just wrapping a towel or a washcloth around the handle of your dumbbells in order to make that hand recruitment more increased.
Okay.
Some other examples, some great examples, and these are really, really fun for people to do, are hand grippers. You can get some heavier level hand grippers. Don't go to the store. Don't go to the sporting goods places and buy those grippers. Those are worthless. What you want to do is go online and get some of the Captains of Crush grippers or some of these other types of, you know, heavier spring grippers. These will cause you to put forth more effort as well, and that'll help you develop that crushing grip strength. And that's really important for guys like football players that have to reach out and grab onto someone's jersey, or a grappler that has to, you know, grab onto a gi or something like that. So there's lots of stuff you can do for your grip.
Okay. Oh, give me 1 second, Jed. I got to find my questions. I lost my questions.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Well, I can give someone, I'll give them another example that they can do with equipment that they probably already have at their house, and you have to buy no other training equipment. And this is, it's simple. If you have a pool, a swimming pool, chances are you have a pool noodle out there. So, Rick, I know that you have kids. Do they have a pool noodle around the house?
Yes.
You guys have a, okay. And you probably swing that around and hit one another with it in the summertime. Am I correct?
I absolutely not. The kids do, but
oh,
I don't.
No. The kids do, right? Well, what you want to do, take and cut off about 3 or 4 inches off the end of the pool noodle, and then you put a slit right down through the pool noodle, and that pool noodle will slip right over a dumbbell handle. It will slip over a barbell. It will slip over a chin-up bar, and then you can try to do the exercises on the pool noodles. So you can cut up 2 of these things that are 4 inches long. You have an instant grip training device right there.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
And it's tough too, man. You really have to engage. You can't just, you know, lay your hands on there and expect to do a chin-up. You really have to work hard at it. So that's, it might be a little advanced for some listeners, but the main idea there is you can get really good impact from your training just by using implements that cause you to have your hands in a more open position.
Cool. Okay. And, yeah, that was kind of my next question, which you kind of answered. You know, what are some tools that people kind of have around their house that they can use to improve grip strength? You kind of covered that. And then maybe to spend a couple minutes talking about, you know, feats of grip strength. You know, what is it and, you know, why do people do it?
Yeah. One other thing that I want to mention is for the lower arms, for the forearms, if you have anything like a hammer, a sledgehammer, or just anything that you can leverage, that is a very excellent way for you to develop wrist and forearm strength. So it's just, you know, just take a normal framing hammer or a hammer that you would pound nails in with. You grip it by the end of the handle and then just rotate around very, very slowly. Do like your letters, you know, your alphabet, figure eights, things like that. And you can find different positions that where you'll have weaknesses where you won't be able to to control the head of the hammer like you want to, and that will show you where your weaknesses are in your forearm. So even, you know, just a hammer or something around the size of a hammer that you can lever around, awesome for forearm training. And then there's tons of feats of grip strength. There's actually dumbbells out there, Rick, that are produced and sold, and they are made with the intent so that you can't pick them up. And people actually buy these things. So, like, one example is, it's called the Thomas Inch dumbbell. And this dumbbell is 172 pounds, which doesn't sound too awful bad. You know, 172 pounds, people pick that up all the time in the gym. But the thing is, the handle on this thing is almost 2.5 inches thick. So it's about the size of a soda can. And this dumbbell has globe heads on it. So instead of your normal hex head dumbbell or, you know, the thing, you know, the stuff that you'll find at Bally's or something like that, this thing has big globe heads on it, man. And the handle's huge. When you try to pick it up, most people will not be able to put their, you know, be able to wrap their fingers all the way around this thing. The thing is huge. And if you can pick that up, you have, like, elite grip strength. I mean, your hands are seriously strong if you can pick one of these things up. There's a few companies that sell those, and they're extremely expensive, but they're, you know, they're kind of a novelty item, but they're like a prized possession for anybody that has them because they're very, very rare, and even more rare are the people that can pick them up. So that's pretty cool. As far as other feats of grip strength, there's all kinds of things that you can do, such as there's nail and bolt bending. One of the things that I do is I'll bend nails or grated bolts every so often, or hot or cold rolled steel. But what we do is we wrap some leather around the end so that we don't end up cutting ourselves, and then we use wrist and forearm strength in order to take those bars from their, you know, their straight normal shape, and then we'll bend them into U's and V's using our wrist and hand strength. I have friends that come up. Actually, I have a couple guys coming up this weekend, and we're going to be doing some phone book tearing. We're going to rip some cards. I got these cardstock cards from where I used to work, and we're going to rip those up. They're like dense cardstock, so we're going to see how many we can do in a pile and rip them up. But it's awesome because the thing is, you don't have to train. You don't necessarily have to train in order to be able to rip and tear and bend stuff. But if you do, you're going to see that your lifts go up in the gym, and you're going to see that you're not hurt as often. You're going to feel better, and you're going to feel more confident. And that is so important if you're training for strength or if you're an athlete, is that confidence. And I know a lot of people that listen to your calls, they may not be competitive athletes, but they may work with people who are competitive athletes. And when you're more confident than that guy that you're competing against on the wrestling mat or on the basketball court, it can be a huge difference maker towards who's the victor. So this is really something to consider, training the hands, training the forearms, and keeping them healthy so that you can perform at a high level in your sport.
Awesome. So, Jed, any last things for people, and let people know where they can get more information about you?
Yeah, man. Like I said earlier, I have a website at dieselcrew.com. It's dieselcrew.com. And I've got something like, man, it's like 800 posts on that site, and it's all forms of strength training. It's not just grip. I love grip, and that's the thing that I talk about the most. Because I compete in it, I'm actually pretty good. I have a world record in grip sport competition called the two hands pinch. But you know, I have 800 posts on that site, and I would love to work with anybody and help them, you know, find articles that work for them. You know, they can search on Google for it as well. But dieselcrew.com is my main website, and if anybody is interested in learning specific feats of strength, I've got DVDs, ebooks, all kinds of stuff right there on the site, so they can check those out too. But it definitely, if anybody's listening and you're in the past you know, in college or high school you were an athlete and you've been itching to try some kind of sport, grip may be just what you're looking for. We're constantly trying to improve the sport. We just put in two new weight classes, so that we have multiple weight classes now. So it's not just the big guys that are running the whole sport. We also have things set up specially for the lighter guys and women too. We have divisions for women. So,
awesome.
But yeah, check out dieselcrew.com and let me know if you guys have any questions, and be glad to help you out.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jed. And thank you very much, ExercisesForInjuries.com listeners. I hope this interview gave you some insight on the importance of grip strength and kind of the competition when it comes to grip strength. So this is Rick Cassells from Exercises for Injuries saying take care and bye-bye.